Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. So I once thought tacos were a pretty exotic food. Hey, come on, it was the 70s. Now we might have tacos on every corner. Sally Pollock, who writes for the Savivores section of the Burlington Free Press, found that you can take a culinary spin around the world just by tooling around downtown Burlington. She's here to tell us about her recent food tour. Sally, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick.
Okay, what countries were you able to visit by way of the dinner plate?
We went to five regions, shall we say.
All right.
Two in Europe, a couple in Asia, and then Turkish.
Okay, so let's do this geographically as if I was on an actual world tour. Let's touch down in France.
We went to Lunigs, okay, which is this, as you know, mainstay of downtown Burlington, sort of right smack in this the corner of the marketplace. And, you know, partly because I've, for many years, I've eaten there before, but walked by diners outside and literally wanted to, like, pick food off their plate, you know, on a beautiful late summer evening. So we decided, let's do it ourselves. And I had thought about this for quite a while because I sort of craved their steak frites, but the person I was eating with ordered that. So I had beef bourguignon and just a wonderful sort of stew with beef and mushrooms and vegetables. And then I started with a Caesar salad, and we had a very kind of cool American waiter named Dylan who was just gung-ho about everything. So we were eating French food with, I'd say, an American coolness factor. And there was a guitar player, and I remember he played Killing Me Softly, which is, it's going to make any meal good.
Yeah. So it was like an American in Paris.
It was like that. And then we started with cocktails, including one which was called Man About Town. And I've always thought that Lunigs is kind of a man about town place. So,
good description. Let's hop across the Alps, go to Italy.
So we went to Soto Enoteca, which is a sort of offshoot of Trattoria Delia on St. Paul Street, also in downtown Burlington. And the Trat, as people call it, has been serving wonderful, delicious Italian food for over 20 years in Burlington. And 3 years ago, the owners, Tom and Lori D'Elia, opened this little wine bar. And I guess that's what Enoteca means in Italian, like wine repository or something. And the idea, Tom was telling me, was to really, he wanted to have a place that had 16 varieties of Italian wines with snacks and appetizers. And by customer demand, they added pasta dishes. But we had kind of, I think, the original conception of the restaurant, which was appetizers and the one that really stood out. Well, we had excellent sort of light leaf fried calamari in a marinara sauce. Oh, boy, was that good. But also a kind of charcuterie plate with cheese and meats and cheeses. And I remember the waiter came over and described each meat on the plate, including, I think, wild boar salumi. Wow. And then he said, and now we'll get to the second most important thing. And I was like, and what's that? The cheese, okay? So you know you're doing pretty well when these beautiful array of cheeses are the second most important.
We're going to sail down the Mediterranean now to Turkey.
Okay, so Istanbul Kebab House, which is also sort of just around the corner from the Flynn on Lower Church Street. So this has wonderful traditional Middle Eastern sort of Anatolian and Turkish food. And I love, in fact, I think we've talked about it on this show, the meze platters, which are a variety of appetizers, grape leaves, yogurt, hummus, baba ghanoush, and bread to dunk it in. And that, and with Turkish wine that our waiter recommended, that really would do it for me. But then we went on and had some kebabs and served with that traditional red cabbage and stuffed eggplant.
A fantastic way to see Turkey. This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollock of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing eating your way around the world, all within Burlington. Sally, let's move to Asia and the Himalayas.
So the Himalaya restaurant, which is on the waterfront, right at the foot of Main Street, opened a little over a year ago. There's a restaurant owned by the same couple in Plattsburgh. And this is a fusion of cuisines, really, all from the same region, the Himalayas, but the three countries are Bhutan, Nepal, and Tibet. And you can pick your spice level from 1 to 9, so you sort of have a stake in how this your meal will come out. And I spoke to Melinda Moulton, who's the landlady or landlord of that building, who's a regular customer there, just to talk to someone else who eats there. Melinda has lived around here for 40 years, so she's really seen this evolution of a variety of cuisines that have come to the area. And I'll just read a quote of hers, as she said that, talking about the food that you get in these restaurants and the authentic preparation, she said, "It's like your mother is in the kitchen making the meal. That's what you find at these fabulous ethnic restaurants." Mm.
All right, let's move on to Vietnam.
So Pho Hang, which is on the this is when we strayed from downtown Burlington, just a mile or two down North Winooski Avenue. And this is a family favorite restaurant of ours, I should say. It's just really good food. It's inexpensive. I adore to walk in there and just watch them make it. You can sort of sneak a peek behind the window and also to watch them set up the to-go stuff. It's like you've never seen people work so fast, so friendly, so efficiently. And then the food is as good as like what you're watching them do. And two of us ate for $23.
Okay. Wow. Was there any dish or cuisine that really surprised you as you traversed the world in Burlington?
So after we went to Himalaya Restaurant, just on a sort of lark, I was like, I have an idea. Let's do sort of 3-in-1. Let's walk to Skinny Pancake and have a dessert crepe and an Irish whiskey. Thereby, we will have eaten within like a few feet of each other, you know, Tibetan food, Bhutanese food, a French crepe, and an Irish whiskey. And listen to Josh Panda. And one thing that surprised me was the Irish whiskey didn't have whipped cream.
Sally Pollock writes for the Saver Voice section of the Burlington Free Press. Thank you so much for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Thanks, Rick. It's nice to be here.